You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay. Thank you very much for asking. You didn't ask, but I'm going to say I'm doing well. I hope you guys are enjoying what is going on with the website so far. It's still being built. I'm adding new things all the time. I've been able to recover quite a bit of the material from fagsworshipalphas.com, and I've been carefully restoring parts of it as related stories come in to me, because I am in contact with people that I was interviewing and writing about years ago. These are all real people. These are all real stories. There's nothing faked on the website. So I don't write fiction when it comes to hierarchy. It's just the truth. And I'm not kidding about this, I have probably three giant stories that I have not touched on yet that you guys are going to be just blown away by when you hear them. I've been sitting on them for months, watching them develop, etc. I'm so far behind, I can't even tell you. So just wait. You're just not going to believe it, really, seriously. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about the Trump problem, okay? Of course, Donald Trump inexplicably won the election last week, and I don't think any of his supporters have the brains to understand exactly the threat he poses this time. The Trump supporters are so stupid, they like to say, well, he didn't do anything bad last time. Well, yeah, he actually did, okay? I mean, like, he tried to overthrow the government. He broke his constitutional vow, right? He broke the law multiple times. Well, he was in office the first time, but he was restrained from actually staying in office, which is what he wanted to do. He wanted to not leave the White House. But he had checks and balances working at the time. But now, with a full mandate from the American people, according to what we think is accurate, the accurate vote count, that might change. But if he stays in office, he will have a mandate. And he's got Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation behind him. And already, he's putting loyalists in positions of power in Washington. I mean, just today, he hired a Fox News anchor to be Secretary of Defense. And he put Matt Gaetz in charge of being Attorney General. Matt Gaetz is an accused pedophile. And drug user, Lauren Boebert, Tulsi Gabbard, I should say, who's a Russian spy, who looks like Cruella de Vil, who I wouldn't trust with a puppy or a child or anybody. I wouldn't trust her with anything. I wouldn't turn my back on her, for sure. These people are incompetent picks by an incompetent president. And unfortunately, MAGA people are morons, so whatever. But I'm not really here to go off on Trump and his followers, because I honestly think that if you're on his side, if you're on the side of Trump, you are you're against America and you're solidly on Trump's side as like some sort of demigod or whatever. So anything that they say is just going to piss you off, or you're going to blow it off or whatever, you know. So it's pointless to talk about that. But I do want to talk about Trump's ruination of alphahood. Okay. Now, that is a subject that I feel very passionately about, because I believe in hierarchy 100%. I defend hierarchy. I have helped a lot of alphas fully realize what they are. I've helped lots and lots of alphas understand hierarchy, their place in hierarchy. I know it very well. I've served a lot of great alphas. I've been a fortunate faggot in my life because I have been owned by really, really great protector alphas, just the very best kind of alpha. And so I've been very fortunate, really. And since I've had the website, I have met some amazing protector alphas. And so I have an appreciation for real alpha males. Now, I want to preface this a little bit. And I've made this clear. Most people familiar with my work know my feelings about this. There are basically two types of alphas. There are protector alphas and destroyer alphas. Protector, and they're pretty self-explanatory. Protector alphas are like the superheroes of our world. They're powerful. They expect to be worshipped and serviced, right? But they recognize that the weak not only serve them, but that they have a responsibility to protect as well. They are morally, they're actually superior. You see what I'm saying? Like, we always talk about alphas being superior, but protector alphas are really actually superior. They're the very best of everything that we can be as human beings. All right? Destroyer alphas, on the other side, are bullies. And are they get off on bully behavior, more specifically. So every alpha has both qualities when they're developing in their teen years, early 20s, etc. There's a battle going on inside every alpha between those two polar opposite sides of their emotional range, their sense of right and wrong, you know. Some alphas, I mean, I would say the majority of alphas do list toward protector alphas, being a protector alpha type as they get older. Because as you get older, you know, you see more of the world, you experience more of the world, and you experience being worshipped and having people submit to you, and you start to appreciate the sacrifice that these inferior people make, and your heart warms to that, and you start to understand the good of being an alpha and what you can actually do to help other people, and you become more of a protector alpha as you get older, generally. But there are some alphas who tend toward the destroyer alpha, the bully, the person who's more selfish, who will be selfish at any cost to the detriment of others, you know. Will bankrupt faggots, for instance, or they will lock faggots out of their accounts and do horrible things to faggots to hurt them. And in FinDom, you see it particularly, because FinDom is all about greed, okay? Like, the alphas that I serve in real life, there's a it's a fuller view of life, and my service is part of that fuller view of life. You know, if I'm cleaning an alpha's house, or I'm sucking his cock or whatever, like, it's a full range of service. It's more complete, and it's more a part of an alpha's life. Whereas alphas and findom are just, they show their feet, they say, fuck you, faggot, pay me, and they take money from faggots, and then they go and do whatever they want with it. They blow it on whatever. So there's an inherently shallow aspect to findom that encourages destroyer alpha mentalities. You see what I'm saying? Now, Trump is maybe the most narcissistic, selfish, cruel, stupid, embarrassing human being that I think I've ever known in my life, ever. I mean, and I felt this way about him back when I was a kid, okay? You know, I always thought he was terrible. Even before he became president, I thought he was horrible as a personality. And most of the world agrees with me. I'm sorry. But most of the world thinks he's terrible. He is a terrible, terrible person. We're talking about a person who was born into wealth, blew $430 million of his dad's money because he couldn't run a business to save his life, now owes oligarchs in Russia and China millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars because he doesn't know how to run businesses. And he lies and cons people out of money. We're talking about a person who stole money from a cancer charity. We're talking about a person who conned old people into buying into a university that was a fake university. We're talking about a person who calls women, as an adult man, calls women derogatory names in public just because they don't like him. You see what I'm saying? Like, the bad behavior, it's just ugly behavior. It's basically the act of a brat, a wealthy brat who's had everything handed to him, and he expects everybody to just cater to him like they're his servants in his dad's mansion, okay? He's never had to work really for anything. He's never had to earn anything. And he's never... he's never valued anybody for anything they've ever done. He's cheated so many businesses out of money that he owed them and put them out of business. Small businesses. This recent campaign, he was talking about how he didn't like to pay overtime to people who worked for him. You go, what? Like, just terrible behavior. What I'm getting at is that, and I don't consider Trump to be an alpha, because it's more of a brat behavior. And this is what I'm getting at. This is what I wanted really to talk about here, is that his behavior, that kind of behavior, is not alpha. Just because you act like an ass and treat people like shit doesn't mean you're alpha, right? I mean, if that was the definition of an alpha, if that is the kind of alpha that human beings had leading the pack, human beings would never have survived, okay? Seriously, think about it. Alphas built our world, and they did that partially out of ego, but also partially because they recognized that they needed to do this for the good of mankind, for the people they loved, you know. But people like Trump are not alpha. He's simply somebody who acts badly in public. He treats people like crap because he can get away with it. That's not alpha. You understand? And nobody should ever, ever, ever want to be like him. This is the other thing. This is how another way I know he's not alpha. I challenge any alpha in FinDom or anywhere else who loves Donald Trump. I challenge them to answer this question. Would you want your child to act like Donald Trump? Any reasonable person would say no. That right there should tell you that he's not alpha. That inherently, inside of yourself, you know that he's not alpha because you would not want your child to be like that. Right? I mean, alphas are supposed to be aspirational people. They're supposed to be leaders, not followers, not con men, not cheaters, not cruel and hateful. I mean, destroyer alphas are alphas, but they're bad alphas. Like, I call them alphas because they're the flip side of protector alphas. But alphas are supposed to be the best of us, not the worst of us. They're supposed to be leading people to light, not darkness. And Trump is leading people to darkness in every conceivable way, period, okay? The thing that I'm trying to get out of this, though, is that the people who are following Trump, who claim to be alpha, these men, mostly white men, who are, I hesitate to even call them men. Like, if we're talking about the guys in FinDom, for instance, most of them are boys to me. Like, I see their behavior. They act like boys, embarrassing boys, like frat boys who've never grown up, who show their feet and faggots give them money and they think that they're achieving something when they're not. Men, real men, I'm talking about real men. I'm not talking about Insta-doms. I'm not talking about guys who take pictures of themselves at Planet Fitness, you know, and think that they're hot because they have a bunch of faggots giving them money. Like, I'm not talking about those kind of fluff, you know. Those guys are just like cotton balls. They just blow away. I'm talking about real men. Real men don't act like Donald Trump, and real men don't support people like Donald Trump. I've used this illustration on Twitter, and I'll use it again here for the sake of the entire audience. Let's say you're at a bar, okay? I've been to plenty of bars, all right? And you have somebody in the bar acting like Donald Trump. What I mean by that is calling people nasty names, pushing people out of the way, not paying the bill, you know, whatever, things like that, expecting the prime seat. If you had somebody in a bar acting like that, the real alphas in the bar, what would they do to a guy like that? They would take his ass outside and beat him up. I know because I've seen it done, all right? I know that this happens. And you know what? You know it too. If you're honest at all, you know it too. Guys don't put up with that shit. If you have some belligerent piece of shit running around a bar, you know, calling women, you know, bitches and ugly and calling him fat and, you know, other childish names that he comes up with all the time. And doing that kind of stuff in a bar, not paying the bill, you know, pushing people around. That guy gets clocked, okay? You don't pal up with that guy. You take him out back by the dumpster and you beat the shit out of him. That's what alphas would do to a guy like that in a bar, all right? Let's be honest. So why does he get a pass because he's in the public eye? why does he get a pass because he's running for president? Why do the people that support him think that it's okay because it's him and he's not in the bar? Like, it's the same thing. You don't beat the guy up in the bar and support the same kind of guy for president. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know why a faggot like me has to be the one to talk reason to alphas, but it is shameful. And it is not respectable at all. It is not respectable for any so-called alpha to be supporting Donald Trump. I'm sorry, but you are completely wrong. And I'm not talking about his policies, even though, like, I would dismember each and every one of you if you got me in a debate about policy, just like I was in a Twitter space with some so-called alphas, and they were trying to come at me about Trump, and I dismantled them because they don't know what they're talking about. I do. So, and I'm not, I might be a faggot, but I'm not stupid. So I know what I'm talking about. And I will dismantle anybody that comes at me about policy. But I'm not even talking about policy. I'm just talking about behavior. Behavior. Trump is not an alpha. Not he. If anything, he's a destroyer alpha, and that's not something that anybody should aspire to or support. No real alpha, no noble, truly superior man would ever support Donald Trump. Would ever throw their support behind a guy who's going to destroy so many lives. You have no idea what's coming, but I do, because I know history. And he's going to destroy so many lives. He's going to destroy, for these alphas and Findom, he's going to destroy the lives of your faggots. And you don't care at all, because that's the type of person you are. But you have no idea what's coming. And it's just sad and pathetic that there are so-called alphas in Findom, anywhere, you know, who claim to be alpha, who claim to be leaders, but they support a guy like Trump. And here's the other thing. You can't be a leader if you're a follower, all right? So you wear his stupid fucking hat made in China, just like the rest of the crowd does. You're not a leader, you're a follower. You're a sheep with a red hat on your head. That's what you are. So keep wearing your stupid hat. I view it as a dunce cap, because anybody who wears that thing, I don't know what you're proud about. You're basically telling everybody that you have some sort of brain defect, okay? Seriously. So, I don't know. All I know is this. In my DMs, I hear faggots all the time coming to me and saying, thank you for saying something against these guys. I'm not scared. I will talk about it. And these faggots, deep down, they want to look up to you, alphas. Faggots want to look up to their alphas. Women want to look up to their alphas. Do you understand? Like, these so-called straight alphas in Findom, for instance. We're going to take Findom because this is where it kind of originated from for me. But the alphas I know in real life, so-called alphas, who are supporting Trump, who are all on Trump, who think that faggot is disgusting because we're gay and we're faggots, and we love women, but you support Trump, who is going to take away women's rights, who already has taken away some women's rights, who with Project 2025 they basically want to put women back in the kitchen again and take away all their rights to their body. Do you understand? If you cared about women so much, you would not be treating them that way. You would not be okay with somebody like a Trump doing that to your women, to your daughters. So don't come at me and tell me that you're alpha, that you're a dominant, a leader. You're not. And your straightness doesn't make you any better than me. It makes you worse if you're supporting Trump, because you're betraying not just your faggots, but you're also betraying your women. And also you're betraying your own stupidity. So that's all I have to say is that Trump has revealed a serious misunderstanding about hierarchy. You know, I got to tell you, like, right after he got elected, I was dealing with so much, like, anger and, like, coming at me, et cetera, that I almost thought about shutting the website down. I thought to myself, this is too much. Like, I'm just paddling up against the stream here, you know? But no, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to stand up and fight, because I know what's right. I know right and wrong. And so I know who true alphas are. I know. And so I'm not going to back down from it at all. You clowns who think that you are true alphas, I'm here to tell you that you are not. You wouldn't be able to even stand in the same state with some of the alphas that I have served in my life. And these are outstanding straight alphas, and, like, you would wilt. Actually, I've known some gay alphas that these guys would never be able to even stand up against. True protector alphas of the highest order. And you guys are a bunch of children. Pathetic, insecure followers and children. And, you know, following a guy that makes you feel good about your bad behavior. Well, that's shitty. And I think it's sad that your bad example is besmirching the truth of hierarchy, is ruining the truth and the message of hierarchy with your terrible behavior. I will not support you. I will not follow you. I will not back you up. I'm just not going to. So anyway, whoever's with me, you can stay with me. If you don't agree, then I guess take off. I don't care. Nothing's going to stop me. So whatever. But I just wanted to address this once for all time. I wanted to make this statement. I really don't want this podcast to be a Trump podcast. Believe me, I don't. But I had to get this part out of me because I wanted to make this particular statement about alphahood and what Trump has done ruining alphahood and ruining potential alphas, you know, by leading them like the Pied Piper off a cliff. Sadly, the whole country's got to go off the cliff. But alphas should have been there to stop it from going off the cliff instead of leading it, helping push it off the cliff. That's the difference. So anyway, that's all I got to say today. So I hope that you'll stick with me. I've got a couple of things that I really need to talk about, but I'm gonna not deviate from the schedule. So I'm gonna stick to Wednesdays as a published date, unless something critical happens. So I guess I'll wait on these other topics until next Wednesday. So until then, I guess I will talk to you later. Okay, love ya. Bye.